The Scoop. Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Ashley Marie, and you're tuned into The Scoop, your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships on MorrisMediaLive.com.
I said, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather round, tune in. Now let the show begin. Hey, look, it's time to tune in. If you not, then you faking it. The best topics. Love, lifestyle, and relationships. The dopest host in the world, Ashley Marie, holding it down from 7:30 to the 9:00 PM. You better tell a friend every Wednesday night, cause you know she going in. They breaking the hottest artist in the game right now. No competition, so she in her own lane right now. You need the latest and the greatest, somebody that's gonna debate it. Well, we got it on lock. I know they hate it. So you can learn a lot if you choose to pay attention. We talk world news, sports, don't let me fail to mention how to get your money right so you can live a lovely life. Call in and get you some advice. It's not a game no more. We taking over the airwaves. MorrisMediaLive.com to catch the replay. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather around, tune in.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to The Scoop. Happy Wednesday. We are here live on MorrisMediaLive.com. Very special show tonight. I'm so excited. We're hanging out with entrepreneur. There's a lot going on in the background. My lovely co-host. Why don't we just do this? Why don't we just introduce my lovely co-host, Mr. Neeson Williams?
Sorry, guys.
You're causing just, all kinds of ruckus over here. What's going on?
I was trying to watch the game on the slide.
Okay.
Had it on mute.
It's game three.
Everybody just wants to call and text me all of a sudden that I already said, hey, guys, I'm going to call you back or text you back.
Right.
And now everybody wants to, you know, call while I'm trying to watch game three. You know, that's all.
Tell them to call in. You guys can call in, chat with Neeson or our very special guest, Miss Julia Javone.
Hello.
You guys can call 323-293-3375. She is a powerhouse, to say the least. She's an entrepreneur, Emmy Award-winning makeup artist, just a businesswoman. I've just found out she's a health coach, too. She does it all, and she came into the studio looking flawless.
Ladies, tell them.
Yeah. And she came in bearing gifts. What's up, Julia?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for
Ashley
coming.
Ashley and Neeson.
Ashley?
Gift.
Oh, Neeson's upset because, she did come in bearing a gift for me.
Now we got to share.
I owe him a gift.
Now we have to share.
I'm so excited about my onesie.
We have to share the onesie.
It's adorable. And she got the sizing right.
I know, right?
She fit me. Medium.
Thank you. I've been working out. I see it.
Tell us about this. Because this is, well, not this piece in particular, but you do have some pieces that are featured on your website.
Yeah.
Lips and Protocol.
This piece actually didn't make it to the website because they actually sold out. And I only had a medium and large left, so it didn't make sense to even make a home for it on the website.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I am designing some clothes and I design hats.
Look at you.
And this is one of the hats that you design.
This is one of the hats, my brown hat.
What's the name? Does this hat have a name? Your pieces have a name? What's the name of this one?
This one is called the Harlem Protocol.
The Harlem Protocol.
Harlem. I'm born and raised in Chicago, but I lived in New York in Harlem for 13 years.
Okay.
So yeah, this is like my paying homage to Harlem.
Nice.
So what do you think about them trying to rename Harlem SoHa?
I don't agree with it at all,
and
it just doesn't make any sense. Harlem is Harlem,
right?
And so much history behind
it. East Harlem, and then there's West Harlem. Yeah. That's it. There's no SoHa, SoHe, you know.
But that makes no sense.
Like, and I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's so much culture there, and I miss it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather has me spoiled here.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's hard to go back
lately, but yes.
We're in June gloom. June gloom is...
Tell me about
it.
It is normal. It's been pretty gloomy.
It is definitely
full. I feel like our summers don't start until the end of July going into August. That's when it starts to heat up here in California, in my opinion.
The hottest month
Southern California.
In LA every year because of the most consistent day... October. Because of the most consistent days.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And I will never forget this because senior year of high school, our mutual friend told us this. Amber told us this. And I was not. I was like, no, it's not. And she was like, yeah, I'm like, that doesn't make, it's October. It doesn't make any sense. She was like, watch, it was September. It was like beginning of school year. You know, it's like usually hot.
Yeah.
And then it gets, you know, cold. So I'm like, no, that's dumb. Like, it's October. I remember around Halloween, it gets cold.
It gets cold.
She was like, it's the most consistent days. Trust me, I know it's my birthday. And ever since that
her
October.
Her birthday's in April.
So then it must not have been her. Is Asha?
You got it mixed up.
Asha's birthday in October?
I don't know.
Somebody's birthday in October that we knew. One of y'all girls with, you know. Anyways. Ever since that October, every single day was hot. And I just remember I used to come to school mad. Like,
why? Why is it so hot?
Why is it so hot? And ever since then, like, I tell people, like, no, it really is the hottest day.
It's in October.
Like, out of all months, LA is hottest in October.
I was here last year in June, and every day I've been waking up this week, I'm like, why is it gloomy? And everyone's like, it's June gloom. I don't remember this last year.
Yeah.
From a spoiled.
Right.
I remember this
last year.
Where's my LA sunshine?
Are you bi-coastal?
Yes, but not as much as I used to be last year.
Okay.
I've been spending a lot of time here in LA.
Okay. So you have your website, Lips and Protocol.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I created Lips and Protocol last year, and I had Julia Javon, which was my whole branding.
Yeah.
But I came out here to California, and all these creative juices just started flowing out of me.
Okay.
So I didn't want to be Julia Javon anymore. I wanted to be Lips and Protocol because I wanted it to be about beauty, fashion, lifestyle, music, wellness. I wanted it to be about everything.
Right.
So the lips represents the beauty, and the protocol represents everything else. Yeah.
Okay, because I saw that. I saw that you asked women, or the question on the website is, what's your protocol?
Yes.
Mm. So explain to us what that means.
So that's like a movement that I started, which it actually was created with me and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I came up with Lips and Protocol, we was like, so what's your protocol? And
right.
I was like, Mom, we got to trademark that.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I did. And I started asking women in general, like, what's your story? What's your thing? What gets you going? What gets you inspired?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of asking all those questions like that, my thing was, so what's your protocol?
Nice. Well, why don't we do this? We have a clip that kind of, I guess, shows your website and what Lips and Protocol is all about, and then we'll come back in
it's
just
like my
a
everyday lifestyle with the boys.
So. Yeah. we'll find out what your protocol is with this video.
What's my protocol? Today I celebrate me. Today I celebrate the woman I am, the mother I am, and the overall human being I am. You see, strong women aren't simply born. We as women are forged through the challenges of life. With each challenge, we move forward with our head held high and a strength that cannot be denied. I'm a woman who's been through storms and survived, walking fully and confident into my soul's mission. My lifestyle is expressed in both my work and leisure. I am a woman showing up with style and gracing my city with no rules. I am elegance with a dash of daring, holding a positive conduct on life. So I ask you, what's your protocol?
That's adorable. I love that. I have to really think about what my protocol is.
I was just going
to
ask you, Ashley.
What's my protocol?
Ashley's protocol.
Maybe we can answer that at the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to come up with a saucy protocol like yours.
So this basically describes everything about my protocol.
So you have two young boys.
Actually, I have three.
Excuse me. You have a set of twins.
Yep. And then I have an older one that's 20.
Oh, wait, what?
Right. We both were like, what?
Let's rewind. I'm 40.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And you also do a lot of juicing and all that. So we need to talk about that because I need to do some anti aging.
Oh, juicing. So like actual fruit juicing.
Juicing, yeah.
Definitely thought you were talking about steroids.
Veggies.
Definitely was going with steroids. That's what my mind went. I'm like, juicing? Like, we just talking about this?
But this is her juicing is all natural.
Very natural. All natural. I juice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I try to juice every week or so if I can and get a wheatgrass shot in there every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we do this really quick? I want to welcome to the show our financial guru, Mr. Yo Harrison. What's up, Yo?
What up?
Hello. We usually see you via Skype, but you came in studio today.
Live in effect.
Yeah.
Welcome to
birthday,
the scoop.
Birthday week, right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Woo. Your birthday. Happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy
and
birthday.
I'm on your path. I've got a 15-year-old and I'm 37. So
oh my gosh. And you talk about me. Look at him.
Yeah. I was thinking about that too earlier when you were when you texted me about Seth. I was like, how old is Seth?
He's also like 6 foot seven already. Like, so you playing basketball or something? Like volleyball? Something that involves? No? Okay. Cool.
Seth is Yo's
son. It's never too late. It's never too late.
He's got to be better than me first. So I'll be stepping up.
All right. Well, welcome, Yo. We'll chat with you in a little bit, and you know you can chime in whenever you're not a stranger to the scoop. So we're gonna get more into Lips and Protocol and all the other wonderful things that you have coming up. You have a great event that's coming up at the end of this month that you're really excited about.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and it sounds like a really cool thing. So I'm excited to learn more about that. Neeson.
Yes.
Who are you crushing on this week?
This week, the crush is Miss Destine Hashing. Kill me if I pronounce her name, last name
Destine?
Wrong.
Destine?
Destine.
Okay, yes. I thought it was Destiny.
Miss Destine. That's
there she is.
Yeah, yeah, so this lovely lady is a model, artist, fashion designer, and just an overall dope spirit. I met her at my boy's fashion show. She was modeling. And he posted a picture like after the whole she stood out first of all the whole thing, just her poise and elegance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, dang. And I went, my friend that I went with, I was like, yo, like, she's the dopest, like, out of everybody. And she was like, and my friend agreed. She was like, yeah. So my boy actually posted a picture of her and just like thanked her for doing a fashion show. So I hit her and I told her, I was like, yo, like, not in a weird way. I was like, I'm not trying to slide you out of a real way. I'm telling you that, you know, you did your thing at the fashion show. You definitely stood out. And it was just, you know, your grace and elegance was greatly appreciated. And she was like, oh, thanks. And so we just kept in contact over the time since then. And as we kind of just kept in contact, we developed a real, like, kinship just about every, like, about our spiritual journeys and where we're at and just certain things. And know that this model and somebody that if you go to her page or you may see her pictures or you just may look at her, that you just think like she's just another, you know, model, you know, just another pretty face, whatever it may be. But she's just more to that. And, you know, I wouldn't say a wife, but a girlfriend. She's a daughter. She's a niece and a granddaughter. And also just an overall dope spirit, man. So I had to give it to her this week. And plus, we got some great things coming up. Like I said, like, we're on the same wavelength. So, like, we just, like, lately been talking about, like, business stuff. And it's like, yo, we're going to do this, do that. And, like, and I would have put her drawings up, but she doesn't put them out, like, publicly, only on her Snapchat. And, you know, I don't want to, like, be a creep and screenshot it. And if I ask her to send it to me, she's not going to.
And, you know,
that.
Snapchat will show you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and she's going to get mad at me anyway. So I was just like, nah. But when I tell you, like, she's really an amazing, like, artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, why? She was like, she just does it, just, you know, 3 a.m. She just spazzes out. She was like, I just draw, close my eyes, and I open up, draw whatever I seen when I close my eyes. And I was like, yo, that's
amazing. So, all right.
You know, so,
Destine. Yeah,
I think we had a question. You want to know how old she is? Too old.
Yo's
shoot
son.
Shoot your shot, fam. Shoot your shot.
No.
Keep shooting. Like, I'm going to tell you.
You like older women?
3 years older than me.
Three years?
How old are you?
15.
15, so.
Okay, I mean, she's
cut off.
Yeah, she's like 25, but, you know, hey, like I said, man, shoot through it. So just go ahead, just keep shooting your shot. You know, I know your dad's sitting next to me, and I know, you know, he's looking at you like, yeah, but, you know, make sure your grade's up. But yeah, keep shooting your shot. You're gonna make it, man.
Oh my gosh.
look at where Steph Curry is now, about to beat LeBron. Look at this.
Anything is possible. Speaking of Game 3,
yes.
What's everyone's Game 3 game, or the entire series? What's your prediction on it? Who are you going for?
I'm going for Golden State.
Okay, me as well. Golden State.
Golden State.
Golden State.
Oh, yo.
Come on now. I mean, let me clarify.
Okay, wait, because you posted something on Facebook, and I thought maybe you weren't going for Golden State.
Yeah, that's a reason why.
But no, that's why. I posted it for the haters.
Oh, okay.
It was intentional.
Okay.
Haters go hate.
But you know, part of me, there's a part of me that says the legacy that LeBron is creating,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be kind of exciting
right.
just for him. But it doesn't really get me excited for the Cavs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I have this thing with LeBron about just sometimes his attitude and how selfish
Agreed.
He can be. And the things that went down between the Cavs and then the Miami and then back to the Cavs. It's kind of like, I mean, I'm old school. Mm-hmm. Jordan played for the Bulls mm-hmm. and then the Wizards after retirement and then back to the Bulls. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of old school when it comes to that.
Got just, it.
But I like the move that Golden State made by doing the trade with OKC because they basically just eliminated them as a contender, I feel is what they did. By pulling that was brilliant.
What's the score right now, Neeson?
The score is 60. I think it was 68 to 61 in favor of the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
69-68 now. 69-68 with the Warriors up still.
Okay.
But I like when LeBron loses because next year he always comes back this beast.
That's true.
He always works on one piece. Because if LeBron could actually shoot a legit three-point shot, a consistent three-point shot, he would legitimately be the best player ever that ever touched a basketball in the history of basketball. So if he loses this, he's going to go back and he's going to work on his three.
That's fine.
And that's
we can try again next year.
No, I like that. But I mean, I think the Warriors deserve it, man. I think KD deserves it. Like
I think KD.
I think they deserve it. I think.
Like I said, that trade was brilliant.
Was it a trade? Or did he just get signed? I thought he got signed. Yeah, I thought he just went. Yeah,
they traded something for it. No.
Nah, because they traded, but they didn't trade to them. They had to get rid of salary cap to make room for it. Yeah.
All right, you guys. So
let's take.
I know. Why did I even bring it up? No, just kidding. We're gonna take a quick break, you guys. This is Molly Music with Beautiful. Are you guys familiar with?
Oh, I love
his music. His music is really nice.
His new stuff is nice.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So cute. Welcome back to The Scoop, you guys. That was Molly Music with Beautiful. Love that song. We're hanging out here in studio with Powerhouse. I'm just going to call you a powerhouse because you do it all.
All.
Miss Julia Javon.
Hello, everybody.
Miss Protocol.
Miss Lips and Protocol.
The Protocol, yeah.
What's your protocol, Neeson?
What's my protocol? That's deep. Can I list it?
Your thing?
We have a minor on set. I don't know if this is...
He's seen it all. He's heard it all.
I do... Explain what the definition of the protocol is.
Absolutely. It's what's your lifestyle thing? What gets you going? What gets you inspired? What gets you up in the morning?
Ability. I inspire to inspire.
Oh.
So that's really my thing that I wake up with in the morning. My question is, how can I inspire somebody to fulfill their dreams as I'm going towards mine? So it's the whole lift as you climb, inspire to inspire. Yes. That's the number one reason that I feel that I find that drives my path on purpose and everything. So,
what's your protocol?
To educate people on finance.
Okay.
Just remove the cloud, the confusion, and just empower them to make better financial decisions for themselves.
Young Seth.
Hi.
This is, you guys, welcome, help me welcome to The Scoop, hi. Mr. Seth. This is Yo's 15-year-old son. He's also an actor and a comedian.
Artist.
And an athlete.
Artist.
And an artist. Okay.
That's the
a mini powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
Just to do something that's never been done before.
Okay.
Like, just to be new, basically. Whatever I do is make it new, something that hasn't been done.
Okay, I like that.
Thanks.
I'm holding on my protocol to the end of the show.
I was waiting.
No.
Yeah, we're all waiting.
I'm giving it out at the end of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Set a reminder.
Set a reminder.
I'm still waiting for you to do that dance.
Y'all know I'm like curvy.
What dance was it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I still owe everyone a dance. I'm horrible at that dance, though.
I mean...
It's the.
Was it the Nene? The Juju on the Beat.
The Juju on the Beat.
Oh. Yeah, I want to witness this. Please let me see it.
Seth, you're supposed to be on my side.
Don't make her do that.
Don't make her do that.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
All right, back to Miss Julia Javon. You have, like we said earlier, you've been doing it all. You were actually in Precious.
Yeah,
the Precious film, and you did makeup in the in that film as well.
Yep, my very, very, very first film getting into the business.
That's amazing. So, whose makeup did you do?
I actually did Gabby's makeup. We call her Gabby.
Yeah, okay.
I did her makeup, and I was got pulled to the side by Lee Daniels, and he was like, "Go to wardrobe," and I was like, laughing, like, "Yeah, like whatever." And he's like, "No, go to wardrobe right now."
Okay,
and I started laughing again. He's like, "No, I need you to go to wardrobe so that I can dress like the 80s part and be a makeup artist in the film."
Hilarious. Wow.
So that part actually made the trailer.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, we have we have a clip of that.
Oh.
We have a clip of her in Precious in the trailer. What a great opportunity.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
You're a dummy. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. School ain't gonna help none. Take your ass down to the welfare.
You're 16. You're still in junior high school. And you're pregnant with your second child.
Wow.
Yeah.
My little 2 seconds of fame.
Her 2 seconds of fame. But you got a
sad card right there.
Right. That was amazing.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What was it like working on the set of Precious?
It was really, really good and emotional at the same time towards the end, because working with Lee Daniels, everyone bonded like a family. And being that that was my first film, I was so excited. So when it was over, I literally cried.
Aww.
And we were like, I was living in Harlem and we were working in Harlem. It just, everything just felt right.
Right.
So when it was over, it was like... Like, right. Don't leave. Let's keep going.
We got to make another one.
We got something else to shoot, right?
Yeah.
Another scene.
So I was very excited. I was happy and very grateful, but yet I was a little emotional at the end.
Yeah. Mm. So doing her, okay, so the makeup part, what is it, what, I guess I wanted to know, like, I was watching the trailer. Mm-hmm. I saw Monique's makeup in some of it. So a lot of it's like theatrical makeup.
Yeah.
Like, you got to make them look a certain way. It's not necessarily glam them up.
Not all the time.
Yeah. So how is that? Like, how did you... Because I'm sure that's different than what you usually...
Television and film makeup is very different from what you see as far as people getting glam all the time. Sometimes it's a challenge just to make a person look like every day.
Right.
We have to take away certain flaws. Sometimes we have to add a flaw.
Mm.
We have to make sure they're not shining.
Okay.
We have to make sure they are shining. It's like it depends on what the storyline is and what they're supposed to be doing at those particular times, where we're actually studying, like, what would this person look like if they were to do this scene?
What kind of flaws do you add?
What type of flaw? Oh, gosh. Scratches, moles, freckles.
Really?
Acne?
Acne.
You can?
Yes.
Wow. It's like part of like the aging skin and making people look older.
Yeah.
Making people look younger.
I bet that's hard.
Thick eyebrows, thin eyebrows, no eyebrows. It's like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, I could imagine.
It always trips me out to see in movies where you have someone waking up, you know, in the middle of the night
or in
the morning. And they're always all, the women, they already have makeup on. I'm like,
that's
And it's truly like this, I woke up like this. Like,
right.
No, that's how did you went to sleep with your eyebrows and your eyeliner and your lips on.
9 times out of 10, it was probably a mistake from an artist too. And they just probably couldn't reshoot.
Right.
Because the majority of the time, some directors, they're not really paying too much attention to it because they just want to shoot the film and get the lines right in the scene. And then sometimes it's like, oh my goodness, but this person had on this lip.
Well, that means the continuity person ain't doing their job, and they need to get fired.
So let me ask a finance question, if you don't mind. Because in reviewing financial plans for a lot of clients, women especially, I find that the makeup can be a large expenditure for them. So do you have any tips that I could share? Because then I'd sound really, really smart. Like, hey, have you considered doing this?
Right.
When it comes to managing.
From Mac to Bear.
Exactly. When it comes to managing your costs and not sacrificing quality when it comes to makeup.
Well, sometimes depending on your budget for the film and who you're working with, some people don't want to work with the low cost of, you know, the not to say the cheaper side of makeup. Sometimes they want to work with a higher brand. Sometimes the higher brand tends to work better with a more older actor or actress, and the lesser makeup costs would probably work better for a younger. It's kind of crazy when you come to that. But I say as far as the sponges and tissue, you have to be very conservative for that issue, because sometimes people, we get makeup artists that come on set and they just grab it. Just grabbing stuff and da-da-da and then throwing it away instead of like, okay, like we have to like manage how we're going to use this.
Yeah, dip that in some alcohol.
Well, you got to clean your brushes for sure.
Oh, yeah. Skin on me.
So now you also do, you've also done makeup for men.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a norm in film and TV. You've worked on Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
Tracy Morgan.
Yep.
A few other actors. What'd you say?
I said T-Mac.
Oh, for Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah, Tracy Morgan. You actually worked on him for SNL, right?
Yeah, I worked on him. I work on him a lot. He's like one of my big clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I work with him a lot.
We have, how is that doing like men's makeup? Like, are they nervous about getting their makeup?
Some men will be like,
I'm sure he's used to it by now.
He's used to it, but you again, it takes you back to what you're trying to cover up as far as the flaws go. And if they're shiny, you have to cover up, you know, some of the shine. Sometimes we have to darken and make a line if they didn't get a haircut.
Oh,
so I'm really good with that.
Wait, you create a hairline?
Yeah, well, like a fresh, like as if you got a fresh lining. Joint?
What?
Yeah, I can do you, Neeson.
Yeah, the spray. Yeah, you know.
Spray. Don't do that.
The guys are ready.
My hairline is straight. It's just a dress.
But a lot of guys don't really like wearing a lot of makeup.
Right.
You know?
That's understandable.
I work on a new suit.
I just want shine off my nose.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
And we have to, like, put a lot of makeup on them because of the light.
Yeah.
It's a natural contour, right?
Yeah, just natural. I see it. The cheeks, everything. Everything.
If
you don't stop it.
You woke up like this?
Yeah, I woke up.
He's
like
flawless.
Why don't we show the clip of the work he did on Tracy Morgan from SNL?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That was fun.
There he is.
Tracy Morgan, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Demi Lovato.
Tracy, it's great having you here again.
Did you take that advice I gave you the last time I was here?
No, I didn't train as a Jedi.
The force is strong with this one. I know that. Hi, I'm Tracy Morgan, and I'm hosting SNL with musical guest Demi Lovato. So stick around, we'll be right back.
Oh, no, this is just a promo, Tracy. This isn't a live show.
Then why am I going to this crazy all-night party after this? You in?
I'm in.
Then let's transform and roll out. Hi, I'm Tracy Morgan, and I'm hosting SNL with musical guest Demi Lovato.
Welcome back, man. You look good.
I feel good, too. Doctor says I'm now 100% Ebola-free.
Well, I don't think you had Ebola, Tracy.
You heard that, Demi? I'm good.
Ridiculous. So I see, like, his face definitely looks softer or smoother.
And no shine.
No shine.
He has scars, too, doesn't he?
He didn't really have a lot of scars on his face. They're in his head. But he actually likes to show them now. He doesn't want those covered at all.
Yeah.
So. He's like,
Walmart.
Yeah.
That's understandable, for sure. So can we talk a little bit more about Lips and Protocol?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's your website. Like we said earlier, you have... Tell me more about what you feature on Lips and Protocol.
Well, on Lips and Protocol, I'm featuring the Protocol Collection, which is the hats and the clothing that I'm actually designed myself.
Okay.
Nice. I actually feature... a lot of the women for What's Your Protocol, where I interview a lot of everyday women, a lot of celebrity women, and we talk about what's their protocol, what gets them going. Some of them have a lot of beauty techniques that they like to share and some quotes that they like to share. So I share a lot of that on at what, I mean, Lipton Protocol for What's Your Protocol.
Right.
And I just added because now I'm a Reiki practitioner as well, so I have a wellness on the site as well.
What is Reiki? Mm. I've heard of that. What exactly is Reiki?
So Reiki is a Japanese technique, mm-hmm. and it's the healing of the hands. So basically, it's just clearing your chakras.
Yeah.
And it's actually a healing technique to cleanse you of some worries, some injuries, you know.
Emotional injuries or emotional, physical?
And some physical. Okay. When you, if you, you know, have like pain. Mm-hmm. But it's hands-on technique and no hands at all.
So you just talk?
No, we talk. We don't talk. I actually talk most of the time, mm-hmm. but not too much. Mm-hmm. But it's just like getting a massage.
Okay.
Almost. But okay. You're lying down on the table, mm-hmm. and my hands are hovering over you, mm-hmm. and it's, you're just getting relaxed, and you're allowing the Reiki to actually enter your body.
Interesting.
So what's the process of
becoming a Reikiologist?
Yeah, becoming a Reiki.
Is there is training involved.
Okay.
Is a lot of training.
I don't want you to give the secret training of... of chakra.
Reikiology.
Yeah, you know.
What is it called? We're calling it Reikiology.
You're calling it Reikiology.
It's called Reiki.
Yeah. Reikiology. But how's the process? Like, how is the process? Is it a intentional learning, taking in? Is it more just a spiritual thing where you sit and you kind of learn through, you know, spiritual guidance? Or is it just books and like, hey, look, you got to read all these and you have to take a multiple choice scanner test? Like, you know, what's kind
of
the...
Do you take a state exam?
Yeah.
Well, no, it is actually spiritual guidance. Oh, yeah. You have to do Reiki on yourself for 21 days before you even allow to work on anyone else. It's just like, before you can heal someone else, you got to heal yourself.
Right.
You can't go out there saying, I'm going to help you and heal you and you all messed up in the head.
Mm-hmm. And so how was that? Like healing yourself, the process of
it was
going
a journey.
Through that journey.
It was a journey for me, yeah. I actually took a lot of time off for myself in 2016.
Yes.
And got really closer to my spirituality. Mm. And towards the end of the year, that's when I got really heavily into Reiki.
Interesting. Really?
It's a beautiful year, 2017.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about that because I'm in that. That same thing. So that was my next
it's
step.
A
so that's
year.
That's interesting.
So I see you have like a 28-day mind, body, spirit cleanse.
Oh yeah, I believe that was the beginning of the year. I did that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was interesting. I had a lot of people join me on social media for that one.
Yeah,
it was like no sugar, no meat.
No sugar.
A lot of getting up at 5 in the morning for meditation and prayer.
That's awesome.
Just dedication to yourself to become a better you, you know?
So. When are you going to do that again?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm probably going to do that after the summer.
Okay.
Because everyone is like really into the, you know.
I would love to hop on. I would love to. I'm going to tag you on Instagram for that.
Ashley.
It's so hard to do like 5 a.m. every day.
I get up at 5. You should do
But that's for you.
No, I do. I get up early. You know I get up early because sometimes we communicate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm up
early.
Yeah.
But it's just
You do communicate early.
6:30.
Why is she?
I usually wait to like text you guys or whatever, but I'm usually up pretty early. I am an early riser.
Mm-hmm. So would you text me at that early time where I'm not mentally prepared to reply, so I don't reply.
Wait, what time is that?
Later.
No, what time is that? That you?
I mean, it's usually like 6:45.
It's a decent hour. Yeah,
but I'm
up before that.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, that's you already trained yourself.
I know, but just to be up early to actually go do like to have to get out of bed and meditate. And meditation is hard.
Meditation is just being quiet.
Yeah, I was like, I meditate in my bed.
That's
you can
hard.
Do something. What is it? The saying? 28 days?
21 days to build a habit. Create a habit.
Oh, okay.
Just set your alarm clock for 5 o'clock. And what I like to do, which will actually be working, would work for you, is if you started at 5 and just do like a morning pages, which is like morning journaling, and just write. And then you can start getting in the habit of just taking out 15 minutes just for Ashley at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And no texting, no social media.
I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
What am I writing about?
I got to touch my phone. I got to do something. But I think that is very, very helpful, actually. Mm-hmm. So on your, let's see. So, I also want to ask you about the juicing.
Oh yeah,
so
I could talk about
juicing.
That.
Not steroids, guys.
Steroids.
She does juicing.
I'm a gym rat, so that's what you know. goes Jim.
Neeson's into wrestling. So when you said, when I said juicing, he was thinking steroids.
I love the gym, guys. Gym and the gym. 6 days a week.
So tell us a little bit about your juicing.
Well, I love juicing. I actually just did a whole week of juicing. What was it, last week?
Mm-hmm.
And I make different juices.
Mm-hmm.
I love my fun recipes. One of my favorites is I take pineapple,
yeah,
cucumber, bok choy, ginger, and pear, and mix it.
And what does that do for your body?
Just cleanse you. You know, trust me, you'll go later.
Oh, you'll feel it, right?
But it tastes good, you mm-hmm. know, and you know that it's good and healthy for you.
Awesome.
So when you're juicing, how do you get your protein?
Well, you can eat. You know, you don't.
Oh, I thought you meant like you're just. Yeah, some people just.
This is just a part of my lifestyle. Like some people do just do the straight juice cleanse.
Yeah.
But just juicing in general is just a part of.
So you just drink the juice.
Yeah, you drink your juice and you can go have a salad or a veggie burger or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
So it's not like your
liquid fiber.
Yeah, but I do juice cleanse.
You do a juice cleanse?
Yeah, I do a juice cleanse where I'll pick like 3 to 4 juices a day and it's just juicing and raw foods.
I heard that you're supposed to like technically do a cleanse after every season.
Well, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
But I think twice a year is really good for an intense cleanse like that.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the year, end of the year.
Yeah, because you got to stay like near the bathroom.
Yeah.
And not near one that someone else is going to go to.
At least you know you cleanse.
That's true.
So you also, aside from your Reiki practice and all of your holistic wonderfulness, you also have a blown out a hair product.
Oh, I just started
hairline. It's very pretty.
Yeah, go.
I mean, I have hair underneath here too. But yeah. Look at it, y'all.
It's very pretty. I like it. I think we have your ad. So tell us a little bit about not that one. It's like a hairline. It's like a she'll find it. But tell us about your hairline. It's like a kinky.
Yes, it's a kinky straight and it's natural hair. And I started it actually a few weeks ago.
Boom, there it is. The blown out series.
The Protocol Collection hair.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me with the
fly.
Yo, you are it doesn't crack, just know that, guys.
Black that's don't, a crack.
Don't right crack there. That is
black don't crack. Looking 16
is, man.
And my 20-year-old took that picture, so
oh really,
a lot of creatives in
yeah.
my life.
Yeah, look at him.
All right.
He also text messaged you giving you directives.
He's giving me instructions.
What's his name?
Hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ. Shout out to DJ.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, he text messaged mom earlier. All right.
Okay. He's like, stop holding the headphones. I'm like, but it's going to fall off if I don't hold it.
That's adorable.
He's like, why are you holding it?
So it's the blown out series.
Yeah, it's the blown out hair.
And it kind of gives you more of a natural look.
Absolutely, more natural. And that's the only texture that I actually sell.
Oh, so, yep. Okay.
I actually have a 30% off of it right now.
Hey. No, what's
free
uh-oh.
Shipping.
Uh-oh. Did they need
is there a code?
Code?
Yeah, is there a code?
Code Protocol 30.
Protocol 30.
And yes. It's free shipping?
Free shipping.
What's that website again?
Y'all better jump on
Lips
it.
And Protocol.
Lips and Protocol.
And what's the code?
Code Protocol 30.
Protocol 30. 30%
off free shipping. Kinky
yes,
straight.
30%.
All right, cool. Why don't we do? Can we take a quick break and then we'll come back and chat with you a little bit more and then get into our financial advice for the night?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Our next song, we're going to take it back. This is
one of my favorite songs, by the way.
LL Cool J, Around the Way Girl.
Yeah.
How do you know what song it is?
I thought it was on Bad.
Because it's right in my face.
Well, the computer turned this way. You guys, that was Ladies Love Cool J with Around the Way Girl. I just watched a clip today of him and his wife talking to Oprah, and she seems like she plays no games.
Oh, his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, because she already knows.
She plays no games. She said, I hope he, they were talking about just other women and, you know, their journey together. Not that he cheated or anything, but Oprah kind of asked her a question around that, and she said, well, he hasn't done anything that I know of. Yeah. I know he don't want me to find out about it.
What?
I was like, oh, you're on Oprah. Chill.
I'm sure ready. They've been through
yeah,
their...
Yeah, she was
I mean, you remember the book struggles? He wrote. He disclosed some of his...
His dirt.
His
it.
Dirt.
But she said it was all before they got together.
Mm. Oh, how long have they been married?
20 years or so.
Oh, wow.
They've been married a while.
Oh, boy, that's not... I mean, it's a long time, but, you know, LL was...
No,
popping before
calmed, but he calmed down about 20
yeah,
years
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When
like,
he
LL was hot 30 plus years ago.
Yeah.
So
20 years ago is when he had the show.
Yeah,
the
yeah, TV yeah. Show. In your house?
In the house.
Yeah. That was a great show.
It was a great show. One of my favorites.
When he had the leg up, the one leg up.
Oh yeah,
on the jeans. Yeah. That was so cute.
Bought that style out.
Yeah.
Was that the shirt? Or was that the actual?
Neeson's phone is still going off. People,
sorry guys,
he's on air.
Sorry guys. And I would, you know, close it up, but there's 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter in game three, and the Warriors are trailing.
Really watching the game.
And what's the score,
Neeson?
The score is 93-100.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland.
Oh, no.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not just the basketball world is on this, but all pop culture is watching this right now. Yeah. That's the real thing.
Anyways, so.
Keeping you guys updated.
You guys, we're hanging out with the powerhouse, Miss Julia Jabone. She is an Emmy Award winning makeup artist, entrepreneur. She has this great website called Lips and Protocol.
What's the website?
Lipsandprotocol.com.
What's that code again for 30% off?
Lipsandprotocol.com. And she has a hairline.
No, Protocol 30.
Protocol 30.
Oh, the yes.
Yes.
I didn't listen to your question.
You don't listen to me.
I don't listen to you. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to plug everything in for you.
I know.
Hey, even though I didn't get a shirt.
Neeson.
I got you.
So you have this wonderful event coming up at the end of the month. Tell us about it.
I can tell you a little bit about it. So What's Your Protocol? And I actually partnered up with Her Faith. And we are giving an event here in LA for 20 women where we are honoring 20 women mm-hmm. and giving them the Faith and Success Award.
That's awesome.
It's an event. It's an invite only event. Mm-hmm. So everybody can go.
Yeah. It's all good though. But okay, so Her Faith, that website, is it like a blog?
Yeah, she's a blog. Like a blog.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she kind of tells, or it's a platform for women to tell their stories.
Exactly.
Their journeys, their testimonies.
Mm-hmm. About faith.
About faith and how they've overcome obstacles and achieve whatever it is that they're setting out to mm-hmm. achieve. So that's a beautiful thing. And then you obviously do wonderful work in the community and in entertainment. So you guys have teamed up and now you're honoring other women that are on the same journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Other everyday women too.
So yeah.
I can't wait for it. It's actually the first event, and then we have another one in September in New York.
Awesome. So I'm excited. What are the award? So is it a trophy that they win? What exactly?
Yeah, they're actually getting a
like an award.
Piece of award. Yeah, to actually hold and go home with.
Okay.
How were people nominated, or women? How did they get nominated?
They got nominated through people that I've known about their journeys mm-hmm. personally, and they were handpicked. From 10 from Kate, who is with Her Faith, and 10 from me from What's Your Protocol.
That's a beautiful thing.
Is it going to be, not televised, but will it be filmed at all?
No, I can't film it because of the location.
Oh.
But I will be posting a lot of pictures on social media.
Awesome. I can't wait to see
it. It's June 23rd, so that's when the pictures will be popping up on social media.
Okay. And then what is your social media? Give that out.
Lips and Protocol.
Mm-hmm.
At Lips and Protocol. That's on Instagram.
Okay.
And my personal is Julia Jabone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you said this is a private event, invite only. So my email address is...
Okay, cool. But it's no men allowed. It's only women.
Do you need a security? You need an usher? I was gonna say escort. What you need?
Neeson's just trying to slide in.
I'll be at the door.
Polish the award.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You got a award polisher.
Can I get a house full of beautiful women. You know what? That is so.
House full of beautiful women. I feel like I just want to be in the essence of this.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. You
get that vibe and. You know, that's all.
I'm going to be sure to share some.
Now, the women that are being honored, do they know they're being honored?
Sure.
Yes, I sent them all honorary letters.
Okay, so they know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice.
So they know. They're excited.
That's very exciting. I like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, for real.
That is
amazing. It's a part of giving back and making other people feel just as good as I do every day.
Every day.
Every day is not easy, but every day is a beautiful day because, hey, I woke up right.
Man.
You know?
Yes.
Any day above ground is a good day. It's a good day. Amen to that.
I was on set yesterday and I talked to the security guard. And, you know, she was kind of walking a little sad. And I was like, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
She said, I'm trying. And I was like, well, by you trying, you know, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an older lady and she goes, You sexy honey bunny.
Oh, you know, woken up a spirit in her.
Just a positive thing. I was just like,
yeah. Right. Neeson like, loved it.
I don't know how to. You don't know how to reply to those things. Yeah. Like, you know, older women, like, they say some, they throw some words at some, just like a sentence or a compliment at you that's just not, you know, you can't compute it.
Yeah.
Like, sexy honey bun. I'm like, sexy chocolate honey. I posted on Twitter. He said, sexy chocolate honey bun. And I was just like, I can't. Like, what is that?
What
like,
is what, that?
Sexy I've never, chocolate yeah, honey
wouldn't
bun.
Be, wouldn't that be a bear claw?
That is a bear claw.
Like, I've never, that's just, like, really in my head, I'm like, well, I've never seen a chocolate honey bun. That sounds good, though.
Maybe
like,
she wanted to bear maybe, claw you.
And then you just, whoa.
Hello.
Ooh, okay, she had no teeth.
She is a cougar.
She
had no teeth. She had no paws. You got, yeah, yeah. Hey, somebody, granny, I'm not going to disrespect you.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a child in here. Wait a minute.
He likes older women.
He likes older women.
He's probably trying to intern at the award event.
He's taking notes.
You said 17? 17?
18.
You're 18?
Seth. Oh, you know 15. You can.
You were doing good at first.
Yeah, yeah.
He had you. You're going with it.
Yeah, see,
I love it.
Yes.
I would have been like, yeah, 18? 18.
How old do you want 17 and a half.
17 and a half, 18. Cool. I got you, dog. Don't worry about it.
All right. Why don't we get into our Get Your Money Right segment? Are you ready?
I'm
for that?
Come on now.
Stay ready.
Gotta get ready. That's right. That's how I feel. He knows. Nice. See? Mm-hmm. See?
That's your son.
So.
How do we get our family money right?
I've got a fun one tonight.
Okay.
Before I go into it, let you know how to catch me at the Money Script Twitter, at the Money Script Instagram,
mm-hmm.
or just look me up, Johanse Harrison, to spell it phonetically.
Johans.
And you can find me everywhere. So here's the thing. I want to talk about Vegas.
Vegas.
Summertime is here. Oh. People are going to Vegas. One of my buddies asked me today. He said, yo, it's your birthday. Let's fly to Vegas tonight. And I said, no. I got a 3-week-old at home. Well, mm-hmm. almost should be 4 weeks tomorrow.
I got you.
Yeah, okay.
Aww.
Big brother.
That's not going to help
so me. So you're going to let your dad? Yeah, I was like, you.
That's not going to help. It's not going to help. I appreciate you, but there's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
but I want to talk about Vegas because a lot of times I get questions from clients. They say, you know, when being the type of person that I am when it comes to money and finance, how do I behave? How do I act in Vegas? And so I have a simple rule that I use when I go to Vegas that to ensure that I never lose more money than I came to gamble with. I have a way to just cut it off, and I've shared with this with many other clients. And we actually use the same strategy sometimes inside their portfolios when investing, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. I'll work it out for you. So what's your game? You go to Vegas?
I don't. Nope. I go to every time I go to Vegas is to go to work.
Okay, go to work. So you don't gamble? You gamble, Ashley?
No.
Gamble?
Roulette.
Okay. Oh. Never mind. All right. So. The idea with gambling when you're sitting down, I like to do blackjack and play craps. Occasionally I'll do Texas Hold'em. But the idea with gambling is that gambling is fun. It is. Mm-hmm. There is an excitement that comes from sitting at the table and everyone's cheering or, you know, you're up, you're down, things of that nature. And you're paying for an experience. So that's just the first thing to know is that when you're showing up at the gambling table, you're there to pay for an experience, okay? So let's say you show up to pay for this experience and you're willing to gamble with $500. So you're going to be, okay, I got $500. This is what I'm going to gamble with. The strategy is that you never gamble more than $500, no matter how much money you make. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're roulette. Mm-hmm. How much is your first bet? You got $500. What's your first bet?
$500 for a table, usually minimum is about $75. I'm playing on a hot night, so $75 would be the first bet.
Boom, $75, you put it in, got your $75 in there, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you win $50. Okay?
Well, that sucks.
However, you won $50.
Right.
How much did you pay for that experience?
$75.
And you won $50. Okay? Yep. That $50 is now your money.
Goes in the pocket. Automate. Yeah, that's
and then you still have $425 to spend on your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you always treat it that way, you'll always – the odds are in your favor. I won't say always, but the odds are in your favor that you'll walk away with some money. So now you end up at the end of the day, you had a $500 experience that you only paid $200 for because you still have $300 in your pocket.
Gotcha.
But you still got the play. So the idea is don't gamble with the house's money. So that's the strategy.
House's money.
Huh? You win the house's money. Don't gamble with house money. So again, my game personally, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find me at a blackjack table. Mm-hmm. If I show it $500, say it's a $25-$50 game, I'll have my $500 in chips here. This is my money, mm-hmm. and then I have whatever I win here. This money never goes back in, no matter how hot it gets, no matter how well I'm doing. This money is always going in my pocket. When that $500 is gone, that's it. Mm. I'm done. There's no more money. I've paid for my experience. I'm done. This money that I won, though, I may pay for my hotel room with it.
Right.
I may take my wife out to eat. Mm-hmm. I may have some fun with it but I'm not willing to gamble that because I'm never willing to invest more than I'm willing to lose. Mm. The same thing works in the stock market. So, quick story. Netflix, okay, publicly traded stock. When they came out in the early 2000s, it was about $16 a share. This was right around 2006, 2007, I believe it was around the time frame. But I had just went through a change in my household. I moved, and I was looking at the cost of my DirecTV, and I was like, this is just ridiculous. I'm paying too much money. I'm never home. Mm-hmm. I'm going to switch to Netflix. So I went from paying $150 a month on DirecTV to $7.99 on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And what I noticed is that when I looked at the stock reports from DirecTV, from Comcast, and compared them with Netflix, Netflix subscribers were growing. Meanwhile, everyone else's was shrinking. Why? Because we had the recession that happened around 2008. People mm-hmm. losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. So I thought, maybe Netflix would be a good stock to buy. So I had a group of clients, and they all invested a certain amount of money. I'll talk about one couple. They put $10,000 into Netflix. It was $16 a share. Netflix went to 32. Mm-hmm. So that means their $10,000 was worth 20. Mm-hmm. So I called them up and said, hey, I'm going to sell half of your Netflix. I'm like, why? It's still going up. So what? You doubled your money. Who cares? You doubled your money in less than a year. Mm. Here's 10 grand. Go rebuild your kitchen, whatever it is you want to do. Mm. Netflix went from 32 to 65. So now they're 10 turned to 20 again. They got the same phone call. Hey, I'm selling off half of it. Here's $10,000. Put it to your kids' education. Do something else with it. Netflix went all the way up to 150. They got the same phone call. Mm-hmm. It went up to 300, and I was like, okay, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I just told everybody, I said, look, I'm going to put what's called a stop loss, meaning if it goes below a certain price, you'll automatically sell. So every client got a stop loss at $250 a share. Rich Hastings, who's the CEO of Netflix, announced that same year that this happened, he said, I'm going to split the company into two. And you're going to have your streaming company and you're going to have the DVD company. Everybody hated that idea. Yeah. Stock price dropped down to $80. Every single one of my clients got out for, on average, about $248.
Wow.
I didn't have to even watch anymore. And it was – so they never lost any money on Netflix because they never gambled with the markets or the house's money. So that's a – if you like gambling, if you like go to Vegas, I encourage you to use that strategy. Number one, don't try to gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Mm. So these clients that were buying Netflix was like, look, you could lose this all of this because we're buying one company. Just like when you go to blackjack, you can bet your hand, lose it all. Roulette, you can bet your hand, you can lose it all. So never bet more than you can afford to lose. And then uh-huh. number two, don't gamble with the house's money.
Nice.
So
good lesson, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
I like that.
Well, thank you. So now that you've heard that story, babe, can I go to Vegas tonight?
Alicia.
Please. And I promise.
That's he sounds real, like he's going to behave.
That's the real person you got
to give. I know, right?
That's what really count.
And you got to ask Amira, too.
She just eat, poop, sleep. You know,
she's chilling.
She won't notice you're gone, man.
She won't even know. That's the thing. She won't even know.
Right now. Right now is the time that you get away with it.
I go in the next room. She's like, oh, he's gone forever, man.
Give it a couple months.
All right, and then you brought your oldest child here.
I did. That's a new thing to say. I have children.
Children, yeah. You do, plural.
My yeah. oldest.
Your oldest.
You're adult and heavy right now.
I know, right?
Jeez. both of you guys are adult and heavy. We're over here just...
Got two college accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man.
Yeah.
That's serious business.
He said
business.
Man.
Right.
I had a protein shake.
Right.
That's what I had, guys. That's what I got.
All right. So, Seth, yeah. Welcome to The Scoop again.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Doesn't go that far. I'm moving.
Seth, you're how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15.
Yeah. My birthday's in October 10th.
Yeah, she gave me some gifts.
Okay, damn. Oh, nice. Seth wastes no time. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she gave me some gifts. Yeah. October. You said October what?
October 10th.
October 10th.
Libra.
That's my grandma's birthday. Yeah, you're a lucky Libra. Birthday. Yeah.
Libra. Get us both gifts then.
Okay.
Get us both.
Okay, Seth. Quick.
You got jokes. Whatever you want.
Nice. Whatever you want. You are a young comedian.
Yeah.
I've seen you perform at comedian Kedar Whittle's.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
It was stand-up.
Stand-up performance. That was last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You did a great job.
Thank you.
We have a clip from that.
Oh, great. Oh,
wow. Great. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
We'll play a little bit of it right now.
So, I'm assuming most of you guys in high school or some grade, you guys took sex education, right? Clap if you did. So, I have a teacher who is older than most of you, like you times two, and she wears the pantsuit, so it's like a train conductor every time she comes to class, and the way she teaches is very different. Like, when she teaches sex ed, she doesn't go like, okay, so you have the penis and the vagina. No. She actually uses little metaphors. She'll say stuff like, okay, so you have the hot dog and the bun. Or you have the train and then the tunnel. So, gay marriage has been legalized now. Clap it up for that, gay marriage. So, my mom is one of the gays. I think you could say it like that. I had to take an assignment home and pretty much match it up, hot dog, bun, and I'm talking to her about it, and she stopped me. She knows me. She's like, okay, wait a second. It does not have to be the hot dog and the bun. You can just have a hot dog and another hot dog, and then just, dog it out. you can still have a train, but it's just like a really, really small tone. It just has to crack. It's making it to the tone. My grandfather, he's old, and the thing about old people is that you guys aren't very good with technology. It's the truth. You guys have cash and sharing via iPhones. And the thing about that is that we have millions of applications on our phones, and the most popular ones right now are social media. I personally hate social media, and the reason why is because I love to text, but social media made it so you can always tell when someone's read your text message. So here's what ends up happening with me and girls. I'll be texting them, they'll be texting me, and I'll be texting them. And I'll ask each other, like, hey, you wanna go to the movies? That's exactly how it goes. Like, that would not fly in the real world. Like, if I'm talking to you, I'm like, oh, hey, so, I'm trying to go to the movies. Movies, Saturday. You were trying to. Okay, I'm gonna go talk to somebody else now. Yeah, so this is one girl though I started talking to. She's pretty nice. And she was asking me questions about like my parents and stuff. She was like, oh, are your parents together? I was like, no, they're divorced. And she was like, oh, why? I was like, because my mom's gay. She's like, your mom's gay? She's like, how does that work? I was like, well, my mom doesn't like guys? She's like, no, like sexually. I was like, oh. Well, you have the bun. Thank you guys.
Good job, Seth.
Thank you.
That was good.
You have the bun. Yeah, that's quite impressive. You were, 14 last year during that time?
So that hot dog and bun, I actually thought of that in class. Mm-hmm. It was me and my friend Brian, and mm-hmm. We had a sub during a science class, and she was actually doing those with the metaphors, and I was just laughing, and then I started, like, mocking her with it. Mm-hmm. I got on the table and just started telling that joke, and then Brian was like, you need to do this. And mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Dad, can I go tell some jokes? He was like, be funny. All right.
Just be funny, kid.
Just be funny.
Yeah.
And you were. You did a great job. So now you write all your own material?
After I did that, like a month later, mm-hmm. This kid on Instagram texts me. He's like, hey, we should hang out. And he actually did music, and that's what started me doing music. Is mm-hmm. We went to his studio, and he wanted me to do a song with him, and I did that. And then after that, I just write jokes and lyrics. Like, I was writing mm-hmm. lyrics, like, while you guys were talking. I was just thinking of stuff.
And yeah, I see. He has his notebook out. Oh, yeah, you can see it on there.
Yeah.
You have your notebook out. Okay, what are you writing about right now?
Just being, I said, here at this location, the Morris Media Station, what's the situation? Here to talk to this whole nation. I am THEKID. When you know, when you look at me, please don't perceive me as a semi-automatic addict causing havoc with that rabbit habit of being handpicked into a clique and having to contradict whether to inflict to be kicked. And if I choose to be vict, now I'm Benedict, then I'm getting clicked, and soon I'll be thinking my life was so perfect. I'm a nerd with a joke, but I stay with a I'm a nerd with a flow, but I stay with a joke. Dictionary in my backpack, so you know I'm well spoke. I call myself the kid, which means the young goat.
Oh.
Goat meaning greatest of all time. Follow me on IG if you really like my rhymes. Lyrically, you know, I have a different kind of style. Man, haven't freestyled in a while.
Dang.
Wow. Okay.
That was really good. All right.
The compound syllable rhyming was the amazing part there.
Thank you.
That's a lost art.
No, I actually have a dictionary in my backpack, and I was like on the way here, I was reading through the dictionary, just looking at words.
Do you have a thesaurus as well?
Cool. No, I want one. Like, I told my mom I want a thesaurus. She was like, "What? You don't want like a PlayStation?" I'm like, nope, just a thesaurus.
Nice. Yeah, you should get one. It'll help.
Good job, Seth. I love that. You keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Very, very proud. Yo, you should be proud.
I am.
You are.
Today.
Today. Were you shocked? I feel like you were shocked when he was doing his reading his lyrics.
Well, I was. So we had a general conversation on the way over here of, you know, what am I going to talk about? What are we going to do? But then it steered to, let's just talk about all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So he has this habit of texting me a bunch of words he's trying to rhyme with.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I always just give him back a whole bunch of other words mm-hmm. that happen to rhyme, and then he fits it in somehow. So we have fun with it. So he's done that compound.
Yeah.
That's kind of he doesn't know how good he is at it yet.
Yeah. That's.
But when he realizes how, yeah, it's.
I mean, you know, we briefly talked about, you know, your dad putting you on music young. If you listen to, like, Big Daddy Kane was...
Who's that?
Listen to Big Daddy Kane and just listen to how he formulated rhymes. I don't want to get too technical because I could take up time and do that all day just because I'm a nerd when it comes to breaking down actual, like, rhymes and how people, like... the syncopation and stuff like that. But just listen to Big Daddy Kane, how he does that. You'll kind of, and then you listen to Eminem, and you see Eminem bit a lot
of. Eminem was the first, so the first two songs I ever learned by heart were Children's Story by Slick Rick.
Yes.
And Without Me by Eminem. And like, like every year I listen to a different Eminem album, just listen to the whole, like, I just finished listening to Encore, like the whole album.
Yes. So hands down, Eminem's best album was Marshall Mathers, the first LP. Hands down.
Kim is detail is amazing.
But even listen to his, if you listen to the first album, Slim Shady, and then you listen to Marshall Mathers, one, they're identical in a sense of they both tell the same story.
Yeah.
But the production is better on two.
Yeah.
But the way he compounding rhyme and syllable rhyming sort of thing, it's that he took from Big Daddy Kane and he just evolved it. And you don't really see it being evolved that much in like your generation now, right before
at all.
Yeah, right. No. right before you had Tyler Creator did it. Like, he could do it when he wants to.
Tyler Creator is one of those artists, like, his music, a lot of people don't like it.
Right.
Because he's very vulgar. But if you really listen to what he's very good. Like, his production is amazing.
Yes. Like, but he does the same, it's the same thing. So if you listen to those dudes and how, and I mean, another person that could do it that really irritates me that he doesn't do it more often and it just doesn't take that leap into it is Lil Wayne. So if you like Lil Wayne could really do it, and Lil Wayne could really, really rap, but it's so effortlessly that he just could do whatever, you know.
He just
says whatever. And like I said, I could talk about it forever, so I'm not going to bogart the time. But listen to those cats, man. You're dope. I think your comedy to being at, you know, you're 15, dog. Like, you're on stages, and so that's amazing, man. Like, and keep writing. That's keep that pad. Keep that path, because you're going to look back 20 years from now, you know, when you, you know, you're 35 and you're making records and you're going to remember stuff. Like, I still remember stuff I wrote when I was 13 or 14. And just because I was, you know, you're just always writing. Like, you're just like, I don't know. Be like, oh, I remember that line.
Yeah.
Keep writing.
I still have all my diaries when I was 8.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. Still have them all.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's, and, you know, Jay-Z, that's why he doesn't write now, because he said he used to write so much. And he would, it would, he didn't have anything to write. He wouldn't have paper on him all the time. So he kept doing it in his head, kept memorizing it. And so you just work your mind to where it's like,
work,
you know,
that muscle.
You know, it's a muscle. It builds up. Mm-hmm. And so you literally, if somebody's like, oh, rap something,
you ready?
You can rap something. You and, you know, it's a freestyle, you know, because.
So a lot of, like, the semi-automatic attic part, I wrote that like a week ago, and I came up to my dad. I was like, what rhymes with addict? And he was like, I don't know. There's not a lot of words that rhyme with addict. So then that's when I went and bought a dictionary and started reading all the definitions of words. And I was like, okay, I can make this work. Mm-hmm. So then I was sitting, and he's like, oh, come sit down. I'm like, if I go, I have to say something. So I just, like, thought of things I had in my head. Like, okay, I think, and I was writing it down. Right. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Cool. That's dope, you did so well.
That's dope. Seth. Yeah, you did.
Very good.
Got a dope kid.
Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Oh, you guys said follow you on Instagram.
Give him your Instagram. Yeah, my Instagram is the_ki.d. So THE_ki.d.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
And I'm happy you know that means, you know, what the actual
the
definition
goat?
Of
kid. Yeah, kid means young goat.
Because that's what I have. Cool. That's my tag. So, like, a lot of people don't know why I call it, but that's what you said. I was like, oh, you're a smart kid.
Oh, Lord.
Post
yeah.
When I told my dad that in the car, he was like, oh, okay. Because he's like, why do you call yourself the kid? What happens when you grow older? I was like, I'll still be the youngest
still be
goat.
The kid.
Yeah.
Actually, I asked him that question 2 years ago when he first called himself the kid. He didn't have that answer. So I'm glad it's evolved.
That's a great A.
Gotta give it to him. It evolves.
Look, like, man. He's growing.
Look at that.
I respect it now.
Yeah.
Himself. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta respect that.
You have to. You have to.
So cool.
Great job, Seth.
Thank you.
All right. So why don't we, let's see, what time are we looking at? We'll take a quick break. I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about your makeup.
Cool.
I wanted to show some of your makeup work, too.
Okay, nice.
And do you do makeup on the side? Like freelance, so people can reach out to you.
Absolutely.
So we'll give out information on that too.
Because I need these highlights.
I got a studio, so they can come and check me out.
All right, so let's take a quick break. This is Mary J. Blige with Real Love.
Nice.
Real Love. Jump in. Welcome back to The Scoop, you guys. That was Miss Mary J. Blige with Real Love. I think she's in concert right now.
She
is, right?
Did anybody get their Lauryn Hill tickets, though?
No.
Lauryn Hill Nas.
What? Lauryn Hill and Nas.
Lauryn Hill and Nas tickets, yes.
Wait, you guys didn't know that?
I was going to buy them last week.
You didn't know that?
So Tidal users got to buy them first, and I was about to buy some.
Wait, I have Tidal. How did I miss that?
They said
I had a baby being born.
It's all over social media, you guys.
Oh, I did not hear
about
that.
It's at the Hollywood Bowl in October.
Babe, we're going to go see Lauryn Hill now.
I got invited to that, but I had tickets for a Logic concert.
Lauryn Hill. No, the Lauryn Hill Nas concert, that's this year.
Yeah, and there's a Logic concert.
The same. You want to go to the Logic concert instead of the Lauryn Hill and Nas concert?
I mean, Logic's
going to be around.
See, but Logic is...
Lauryn's not doing anything.
Lauryn and Nas, like, that's...
Yeah, he's been looking real good.
That's life.
Logic is, like, my favorite artist.
Oh, you did his makeup?
Yeah, for a movie. It's not out yet, but it's called Monster.
Okay.
Yep. Wait, we need to talk about this. You did Nas's makeup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I heard y'all.
I wish
like,
I knew him like that. I'd be like, can I get some tickets? Bit,
don't know. Okay, no, I just say he's been looking real good lately.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Is he with
Nicki Minaj? Wait, Nicki? She put it out there. She said they were they're seeing each other.
I got something. This is my new joke about Nicki Minaj.
Okay, you can take this one.
All right.
Drake is Nicki Minaj's side piece.
Oh, Drake is everybody's side piece.
I know.
He's Odell Beckham's side piece. He's KD's side piece.
Odell Beckham.
Drake is everybody's side piece, but you know that's what makes him. That's what makes Drake Drake.
Nicki gave Drake a burner phone. It's like you better answer my.
Better answer my calls when I call.
Hilarious. All right, so you do. So obviously, we were just talking about you doing Nas's makeup for a film.
Yeah,
that's coming out. You actually do makeup on the side as well, so people can contact you about makeup. Mm-hmm. I wanted to show some of your work on the screen. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so who is that?
Oh, wow. That's
really pretty.
Has Aaliyah.
Is she 18? Seth, is she 18?
She is actually...
Shoot or shoot through it.
She's a really good friend of mine. That's Taz Aaliyah with... she has a company called Army of Pharaohs. She does a lot of the jewelry that's on her arm and one of the bracelets that's on mine.
Okay.
Does she need male models?
And that's Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, Shonda Rhimes. I adore her.
You do her makeup a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
ABC queen right now.
And that's Miss Tika Sumter?
Yep. I've worked with her a long time ago. It's been a while, though.
Okay.
Yep.
And those are the founders of Black Lives Matter.
That was a blessing to work with them. Yeah. I got so inspired.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool, right? And there's Seth's
That's
boo.
Taz.
Yeah.
And then is her name Kimmy?
Oh my goodness. Crawford.
Kimmy Crawford, yes, right? Yeah, yes. I follow her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's a cute girl.
Yeah.
And that's
that's my baby girl. That's Lovey Simone. She's on Greenleaf.
She's also really
18. Yeah, she's 18. All right. She'll be here. She's staying with me.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, no, in a few weeks.
Damn, Seth.
That's like my god baby right there.
Seth, chill.
All right. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it
happen. Shoot your shot, fam.
Seth putting in plugs.
Hey, shoot it.
I'm not mad at Seth.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
That's it.
So, who won? Okay, the game is over, guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, but it ended terrible. It ended with LeBron getting blocked.
Cleveland lost?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It ended with LeBron getting blocked.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron, he's not stopped. He's going to cry. He's about to cry. He's about to cry,
LeBron?
Guys.
Yeah. You know he is.
LeBron is going to cry while...
He can't handle loss.
While... what's
here
his
come,
name?
Here come the Michael Jordan memes.
Yep. Right now.
They're about to...
Cleveland burning jerseys.
They're about to destroy him on social media. Poor Bron.
He'll cry while Kyrie probably sitting there like, should've just passed me the ball, man. Probably Kyrie sitting there just like this.
Yep.
Steph Curry's going home to a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
home-cooked meals.
Yes.
Yeah. He's living the life. Let's start a hashtag of...
Pass me the ball.
No, of getting KD a brush. We need to figure this out.
Get him a brush.
We need to figure out how we're going to get him a hairbrush.
She does everything beauty.
Can we get a Lipson Protocol donation box together?
Specific brush?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Secrets, though. How do you make LeBron look like he has hair? What's that makeup trick? Because they've
do
done
that
it.
With glue.
They did it for the Sprite commercial.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple of ways you can do that. You can do like a lace front, like mustache beard. Yeah. Or
no, I'm talking about the hair.
No, but he has.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
But he has
do
plugs.
The lace front.
Yeah, no, like legit. Like if you ever see when his hair grows out long, the front, this part stays low. And then when he, and then if they get like, what, I'm telling, like he has.
So he can wash it, he can't cut it.
Yeah, he
can't cut it. Well, he probably uses like a little lace front wig or something. They make them for men.
I mean, probably, but he, like he said, he's like, I'm not going bald until after I retire. So he's keeping it. He's keeping it.
So he's probably putting a little powder in there to do on set. You know, powder.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
But is that? But it's plugged. He got the plug.
Yeah.
You can see the holes, though. Like, look at. Yeah, it's crazy.
He got
but
plugs.
We need to get him. We need to get KD a brush.
Yeah, he got that
and a
BB.
Wave cap and some.
KD could care less.
Some 360 wave grease. We need something.
Oh no!
Like I don't know how he missed that. I just think he's doing it on purpose.
So how do? Okay. So Sorry. How do people hit you up for makeup services?
You can hit me up on social media.
Okay.
Please.
What's the?
You can hit me up on Lipson Protocol.
Yes.
At Lipson Protocol Instagram, or just go to lipsonprotocol.com and send me a message, and we can work from there.
Everybody. Tag Lipson Protocol on Katie's page right now. Tag it. Lipson Protocol.
Love it. All right, why don't we get into a quick social media buzz? This story has been going around for a couple weeks now. It's about you guys know it's graduation season. The brothers at Morehouse actually just had their graduation a couple weeks ago. It was raining. Morehouse did not have a rain backup plan in place. So a lot of people had a lot to say about this. And a lot of people, actually criticized Morehouse for not having their backup plan in place. And some people came to their defense. This young lady on social media actually came to Morehouse's defense regarding the situation. Have you guys heard about this at all?
No, I have not heard about it.
I'm listening. Okay. So basically, she's saying that the people that criticize Morehouse for not having a rain plan in place for their graduation are being cynics. They're being a bit cynical. And she would say that the rain, them sitting in the rain, the graduates sitting in the rain, represents the struggle that the black men go through. And what they're going to have to go through in society after graduation. In summary, that's basically what she's saying.
Damn.
My thoughts on it, and I'd love to get you guys' thoughts on it. My thought on it is I feel like the narrative needs to change around HBCUs. And a lot of times they're not – I feel like if you were to go to a graduation at Duke, if you were to go to a graduation at any, I'd say, white school on the East Coast – that wouldn't happen. They wouldn't have their graduates and their guests sitting in the rain being drenched with water.
No, they're all in stadiums.
They're in stadiums.
Yeah.
And I just wonder why black colleges aren't being held accountable for not having plans in place to handle situations like this. And other situations, mind you, that go on, you know,
so their answer is going to be money every time.
But it's not.
That's going to be the answer.
It's how the money is being.
Exactly. But that's going to be their excuse, I'm sure, is money.
Right. But why is it being excused? Because a lot of people are saying, yeah, they're clapping to what this young lady has to say about it.
Of course they are.
And I don't understand why that's being.
Use buzzwords like black man struggle. Yeah. You know, you're going to get a clap.
Neeson, what are your thoughts on that?
Nobody looked at the forecast. Like, that's first of all, that's just let's go from the start, right? So before you say money, before you say, oh, this is a, you know, depiction of the black man's struggle, like, nobody looked at the forecast.
Yeah, no, actually, hold on. I'm from Charlotte. Spent a lot of time in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. No one knows the forecast. Springtime, Charlotte, Atlanta, these storms, they pop through fast. They come from different directions.
Okay.
You'll be told it's a 40% chance of rain. And it might rain, it might thunderstorm for 20 minutes.
That's true.
Okay.
And so knowing that, probably historically, they've dealt with no rain.
Okay.
And so they pray that there will be no rain again. The Lord's going to take care of us and there won't be any rain. However, I will say, and I can't believe I'm saying this, it rained on the inauguration day.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
They also had those clear umbrellas for everybody.
The plastic things that Bush got caught up in? Yeah.
Yeah. Not the trash bag, but the umbrella. Not the poncho, but the umbrella.
I think that's the lesson for Morehouse is, you know, we get to be prepared for this because it's actually, in the way I see it, now mind you, I spent a year and a half, I spent 2 years at HBCU, two different HBCUs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's a different air on those campuses.
Right.
And I even found that there was even a greater sense of entitlement on those campuses, which became very frustrating. You know who the most appreciative person was on campus?
Hmm.
The Asian and Caucasians that got full scholarships to be a minority to go to the school.
Wow.
They were the most humble ones on campus, you know? So I think it was a learning opportunity, of course, for Morehouse to say, okay, we can plan this better. And we don't have to create another spectacle for us to be in the spotlight for the wrong reasons. Because that's what I think it ends up being. You're in the spotlight for the wrong reason. Instead of being in the spotlight for all of the, you know, the great scholars that are coming through the school and all the other, you know, all the other contributions we've done to society. And the last point I'll make is HBCUs are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They're in really big trouble because they have been increasing their rates. Mm-hmm. They have participated just as heavily in the scams, if you will, around public funds coming into schools and the loans and things of that nature, breaking the rules and bending the rules for athletes. We just don't hear about it because they're not D1 schools.
Right.
But it happens there, and it's prolific there too. It's bad.
It's big, yeah.
It's actually really big.
It's
we have, there's more hazing problems. Think about half the HBCUs are, their sororities and fraternities are always suspended because of the hazing. Now, you don't hear about people dying, but you do hear about some bad things happening to people in some of these hazings. Yeah. So, you know, I wish I could play the violin for Morehouse, but I just can't. They got to plan better.
To piggyback off that real quick, that's my thing when I was like, it's a thing of the planning. And if you know, like, you know, all the things you said on top of just knowing weather and a chance of this and this and that, and it may have never rained, but it could have, right? It always can. But on top of that, you don't want to be in the spotlight for something bad again. Like, right. You could, it's like when we see Tiger Woods or something, right? Like, oh, he wasn't drunk, but he allowed himself to be under the influence of something when he has all the means in the world to have a driver. If not, a poor man can have Uber on his phone. Like, you could call it Uber.
Tiger made what was it? $200 billion?
I don't even know. Like, but it's
$200 million, you can have the private driver.
Yeah, that's what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's one of those things to where you're not taking, it just shows that as the HBCUs aren't taking that extra step, that whatever other college you want to put against it, it doesn't matter if it has, you know, whatever it is, that aren't taking those extra steps and being prepared for whatever may happen, and they're not protecting their brand. It's like, then when something happens, it's woe is me.
Right.
But the football team got brand new jerseys.
And the basketball team. The drum line. Yeah, the drum line.
The drum line. Yeah, that's what it is there, for sure.
But everybody's clapping. And that's why I don't, that when people, yes, it's, oh my God, like we're just back. Like, no, no.
Yeah. When does the narrative change?
Yeah.
Julia, you want to weigh in on this at all?
My thing about it is that, like he said, they could have still just been prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something happened, if it didn't happen, just be prepared. And mm-hmm. I just don't understand why they just weren't prepared. Okay. It's something.
I was like, just wondering why
nothing.
A bag.
Like, I had to bring light to this.
It would surprise me if they had students that wanted to bring their ponchos, we were told that it was outside of dress code. No, you can't do it. They it would not shock me if that narrative existed in that scenario.
We're going to hear about it. We're going to hear about it. We're going to hear about it soon.
Yeah,
I just want to bring light to that because I was so confused. Like, why is this being celebrated when this is obviously a major problem? So yeah. I wanted to bring light to that.
Especially for a big name like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lady Julia, for stopping by the school.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you. That was fun. And thank you for my cute onesie. I can't wait to wear that. Neeson and I will have to share. He's going to the Jazz Festival. Oh, I got my Coachella tickets too.
What?
Beyonce. For next year.
Oh, Beyonce is going next year.
Yep.
Did they sell out? I'm sure they sold out.
They sold out so fast.
Yeah, they sold out.
Dang.
I'm going.
You're going? Hey. Oh. You're going weekend one or two?
Are you going with me?
I have a client. Seth. I have a client that works for the people that put on the show. So.
Oh, wow.
Are you going weekend one or two?
I don't know. She tells me.
When?
She's like, I'm going. She tells me the one she's not going to. So we were able to go this year, but of course we're having babies.
Yeah.
So we're going. So we're going. So we're going.
Look at this.
Huh?
We're going.
Look at God.
Huh? Am I with what? You're with
16.
With I'm going.
Oh, wow. Look at
the teenagers trying to slide in. Everyone's inviting themselves to Coachella.
We're all going.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into The Scoop. Make sure you support Lady Julia Javon and her Lips and Protocol website. Lipsandprotocol.com.
Lipsandprotocol.com.
And get your hair. Get your...
Get that hair.
What is it called again?
The Protocol Collection.
The Protocol
Collection. 30% off.
Protocol 30.
Protocol 30.
Does it work for my...
It's actually really pretty. It's soft, too.
It's really nice. It's
really nice. I like it. All right, Neeson, you have anything to add before we...
Lipsandprotocol.com.
Hey.
All right. Yo, Seth.
Don't gamble with the house's money.
There you go. All right.
Follow me on Instagram. Let your goddaughter know about me.
Shoot the shot.
Yeah, shoot the shot.
Keep shooting.
You guys.